Hey folks, you're OS Reviews. You're watching our video unboxing and first impressions of the JT Smart 2. This is actually in a package provided by Telestial, and they offer pretty good rates as far as international calling. If you're traveling abroad for a vacation or for a short period of time, this is a good option to pick up so you don't have to pay more hefty prices using your current phone's data plan. They are a subsidiary group of JT, which we've seen in some of their previous phones before, and the Smart 2 is again produced by this company, a fairly low end smartphone, but again, it works. It offers a little bit of apps that you can download through the Google Play Store. It does allow for web browsing since it's an Android phone. It has support for Wi-Fi as well as Bluetooth, but nothing too fancy or too swift. In terms of the packaging from Telestial, you can get it as a Smart World Pack, and it sells for about $40, includes $5 of calling credit, and it saves you a bit of money compared to, you know, purchasing this phone directly without any plan. It's a bit more expensive that way. You can also opt for a Smart Europe Pack, which sells for the same amount, but is meant for just calling in Europe alone. And finally, there's another version where you can pay for about $10 to $20 more and get a power bank along with the phone. So taking a closer look at the design here, this is what the packaging looks like. Offers you, again, a 3.5-inch capacitive screen, so kind of the same dimensions as the original iPhone all the way up to the iPhone 4S, so definitely not a massive device, but it is unlocked, so it's going to work with, again, any SIM card that you pop in there. Supports things like 2G, video recording, it has a micro SD card support for expanding the memory, does have a camera on here, 4 gigs of built-in memory for downloading apps, as well as a bit of storage options, so a very low-cost phone. And here you can see that there is this card that tells you for your convenience. They have pre-installed the SIM card, which is nice to see, and there is a quick start guide here that also tells you if you want to pop off the SIM card and remove it, put it into another phone, like an iPhone, let's say, how to set things up so you can use that properly. And finally, there's the phone. We'll take a closer look at the design of the Smart 2 in a moment, and you can see here we also have access to a pair of earbuds. They are a standard 3.5mm pair of headphones that also includes an inline remote control with a microphone, so you can answer slash reject calls as well as play pause your music directly. So a pretty cool addition, considering not every single phone these days gives you a pair of earbuds, even though they aren't going to be, you know, the best sounding earbuds in the world, but it's still a nice addition. There's also a charger, which is a typical USB based charging power that you can plug in from one end and put it under the wall, and it takes about 2.5 hours to completely charge this phone. And finally, there is the battery, which kind of reminds us of a Nokia battery. It seems like it says that this is a 1000 milliamp hour capacity battery, so a decent amount for a rather small and petite phone. Finally, there's an adapter that you can plug into the previous power brick to use this over in Europe, as well as when you're traveling abroad. And there's also a micro USB cable for syncing information on a computer, Mac or PC, as well as plugging into the charger. And there's also a quick start guide tells you how to set things up, use the phone, and also a warranty card. So that's all that you get in the packaging. So a few bonus accessories here and there. So this is the Smart 2 itself. It's part of the JT Group's Smart series, and we've seen a few of these before. They actually currently now have the Smart 3, and they're planning on releasing the Smart 4. And with each new generation, they add a few more features, update the software a little bit. But again, these are really meant to be low-cost, entry-level smartphones that are meant for quick use, for emergency use when you're traveling abroad. Again, not meant for daily usage, but still a nice Android device for some basic, I guess, web browsing, as well as support some gameplay as well. We'll talk about that later on, as well as get more in depth with the phone's performance in our official written review and video review that's coming out soon. So first thing we're going to do is pop in this battery. It seems like the backplate can be popped off. It's made out of plastic, so the phone itself is fairly lightweight, although it does have a decent weight distribution to it. We can pop in the battery here. You can see there is support for a full-size SIM card. The SIM card itself includes adapters that goes all the way to the nano SIM card, and also supports a second SIM card that you can use, so you can swap back and forth between two numbers when you're traveling. And here is the micro SD card that you can pop in for an additional storage. On the back here, you have access to a rear-facing camera along with an LED flash, which also dubs as a torch or a light, and there's also a rear-facing speaker. It's a mono speaker. And the right-hand spine features access to a volume rocker. It's a little bit small, but it is tactile and responsive. The top features access to a micro USB port for charging and also a standard 3.5mm headphone jack. The side features a power on off switch. I do like how there's almost a curved design going on here with this ridge. We're going to see to can get a little bit of a boot up here. The bottom features a microphone, and then the front features a front-facing camera for Skype and video conferencing, a earpiece, that aforementioned LCD capacitive TFT display, along with three capacitive controls that takes you home, back, and to the menu. So a pretty standard layout as far as Android phones are concerned. The screen here seems pretty bright. Viewing angles seem decent, considering it's not an IPS screen. And then it's a pretty stock and solid Android, so there's not too much bloatware going on here, which is nice to see. You do get a few emergency contacts built in, as well as hotline support from Telestial and JT Group, so that's a nice feature if you are traveling and you're looking for help, you can access that quite easily. So the screen itself actually seems pretty responsive on a first impressions perspective. Obviously, it's not going to be the fastest thing in the world. I'm guessing the processor is going to be at around 1 GHz. We're going to add more specs and get more in-depth in the actual review portion, but that should be about the performance that we're looking at. There's that drag-down notification drawer. If we launch into the settings really quickly, we can check out a bit more of info before we end this unboxing first look video. And indeed, it's running Android 4.2.2, so definitely not the latest or the greatest, but it's Jelly Bean, still gives you support to all the Google services like Gmail, as well as web browsing and multitasking, as well as Pinch to Zoom. So a decent phone. Overall construction quality, I would say, is nice. The bezels here are obviously not the slimmest in the world, but again, I feel like it's a decently made for this price range, which is, again, extremely affordable and low cost. You can check out more details about this in our upcoming video review. So this has been the JT Smart 2. In addition, this is a Telestial package that includes that prepaid card. Thanks for watching here at OS.